USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fund set up for the families of the 50 people killed and the scores of people injured by the attacks on two mosques in New Zealand has already raised $3 million. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the suspect, who remains behind bars, alerted authorities right before he went on a shooting rampage.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
A national period of mourning now begins in New Zealand. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Secretary of State is speaking out about Saudi Arabia. Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. It looks very much like this could be President Trump's next veto. Seven Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the many people suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are continued global concerns about a feud between nuclear neighbors. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A new report says India and Pakistan threatened to fire missiles at each other just last month. Several high-level sources telling Reuters the feud between the two nations threatened to spiral out of control and was headed off by the intervention of U.S. officials. Sources say at one stage India was threatening to fire at least six missiles at Pakistan. Islamabad said it would respond with its own missiles, quote, three times over. The exchanges never got beyond threats and were suggesting the use of conventional weapons only. The two nations, both nuclear powers, claim the disputed Kashmir region. Indian and Pakistani warplanes engaging in a dogfight over Kashmir last month as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are going up. John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in nine states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.